All right, where am I looking?
We're talking. But if you want to say something, you have to look at the lens. Not the picture, the lens. Okay? And just
hee-hoo.
Apparently that's what she wants to say.
Alright, get it away from me, otherwise this is gonna be the whole podcast. Because I won't stop. I'm okay right now.
Are we done?
I ate 7 Kit Kats. Who is this?
Who's who? The sunglasses is a person? This is just sunglasses. No, put it on Santa Muerte's face. I don't think those will fit. No, Santa Muerte, leave her alone.
She's
maybe she wants some sun. Maybe no. She's hit this little sun. She's busy. Right now. The candles are burning her eyeballs. Santa Muerte's busy right now.
She's busy.
Alright, let's fucking do this shit.
Are we doing?
Even in frame?
Yes!
Right there! Oh, I can't see that.
What are we doing? What
do I look like? How am I here?
Do I look pale?
Oh my god!
I just can't see it from here.
None of you are invited to my podcast anymore!
That's fine.
You want to know all the secrets or no? I've only been waiting 3.5 years.
Do I look pale?
I wasn't talking to you, but I'm so confused. I don't know where to start. Okay, so anyway, welcome to week 2. Is this 2, 3? I don't fucking know. Welcome to This Is It, Lexi Unhinged.
Hello, my bitches.
These bitches aren't paying attention.
I'm so now.
There you go, introduce yourself.
Oh, hello. I'm the youngest Lexi Who girl.
What was that?
I don't know.
Who are you? Tell them.
So my name is Gia.
Gia Feather. And who the fuck are you?
Okay.
I'm her fairy godmother. Actually, no. What do you call a sponsor? Wait, a fairy... I don't know.
You didn't...
I don't teach her about Jesus.
She's not part of the church.
We got in trouble.
We did. I got yelled at in church.
I was having a fever. We got in trouble for talking.
It's fine.
Who are you?
I'm Gia. I'm their cousin.
I'm Gia. Thank you. That's all you needed to know. This is my cousin, Gia.
Hello.
I'm Bria. If you don't know me, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Now I have to pee. Are you fucking kidding me? Go pee. Go.
I'm sure I'll have to pee.
Listen to me very carefully, you two. Again, I've been ready for 3 hours.
I've been up since 7.
I haven't slept in 4 years. Please hold, I'm Instagramming. Holding. Cheers.
Oh.
I hate them. I hate just everybody going. I hate to go to bed.
Okay. I can't drink. I'm
Shawa! You have some chickpeas if you want them.
Okay. Anyway, lovely.
This is my spell book.
Lovely.
Anyway, it's not my spell book. You don't have a spell book. You don't know what I have. You have a spell book now? Why don't you get one of those?
You don't know.
She don't know. Sorry, we're dead. That's gentle. She goes with the phone. Sorry, we're dead. The fun fact about my mom is when people used to call for my dad, she used to pick up and say, sorry, he's dead, and now he really is, so.
Wait,
it just got really awkward.
His candle's upstairs, whatever.
Poor dad.
It's fun. It's all fun.
Dad, we love you.
Anytime my mom saw... Okay, so I guess that's how we're going to start this off. So, I finally was able to get my father to talk to us. Well, to me.
He ain't talking to me.
No.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't have conversation with him.
You're going to start... You've had conversations with Gigi.
Have I?
Yes, you have. What do you wake up saying in the middle of the night? You wake up saying weird shit all the time. That's not
your sleep. I gotta tell you about my dream.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna talk about your dream
in
a minute.
We'll get to it.
So, Gia is...
Hello.
So,
she goes, hello.
Our great-grandmas.
Hello. It's me.
So, Gia is my mother's brother's daughter. So, we have the same great-grandparents. She's one of Foxy's granddaughters, too. So, our great-grandmas were witches. That's why I have the tattoo. That's the whole fucking thing. So Gia is one of the next witches. I'm one of them. And then Witch Alina is the next one.
I am not. Lexi said I got rid of it.
But you're scared of it.
What?
You have means the same thing to me.
No. So tell them what you used to, what was your dream when you were little?
I don't want to talk about it for
yes, you can. Put the fucking phone.
I'm editing. The people
no.
In the mirror.
Not, that's next.
No, that's Grandma's house.
Oh, by the way, we're all in our sunglass era, so we're just like in these big giant fucking sunglasses.
We're here.
Okay, do we have to wear these the whole time? No, we don't, but I was just.
It
was,
I like them. I'm okay fine. With it.
It's like we're the craft.
I don't like how
you're standing in for Witch Alina right now because she can't talk. She just wants to scream.
She does too talk.
She talks, but she's not going to be able to talk on a podcast.
You don't know.
She don't know.
She says ew now.
Yeah, she says ew.
She goes ew.
I said yup, because now she's telling you the people are ew.
Oh god.
I really don't know why she started. Anyway.
Anywho,
tell them about the dream you used to have when you were little.
So I used to have a dream about a squirrel.
A squirrel?
A squirrel. Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
And he used to wear a little vest with buttons. And I believe it was a purple vest with green buttons or a green vest with purple buttons. I don't know. The green and... I just remember green and purple. And had a little vest and little buttons. And the squirrel used to chase me and then chase me around a tree. And the tree used to fall over. And he used to chase me in a hole. And I used to have this recurring dream all the time.
Exactly.
And then Lexi remembered this other dream that I used to have and I totally forgot about it. It was something about peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, you said somebody think that you were peanut butter and jelly.
I was trying to eat you.
Oh, I used to have a really big bee used to chase me and try to sting me. But it was like giant.
Alright, we'll get to it.
I had a squirrel.
She had a squirrel.
With a vest. And he was very fashionable, but I
was it a construction vest?
No, it looked like the animated character like vest
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. That kind of vest. Jeez, and then he used to chase me around.
What
book? Alice's Nightmare in Wonderland.
Alright, we're gonna have to take these off because I'm getting a headache.
So take them off! Bria took the sunglasses off. I might take them off too.
Yeah, I can. I get a fucking.
I'll put them on my head.
Which Alina has this book?
I know she does.
She threw it there.
Pretty good.
Uh huh.
She doesn't want it. As it's right now.
She don't want it? Yeah, because I'm living it.
Well. That's pretty. I like it.
You think this is pretty?
I think it's very pretty. I like the colors.
Yes, no, there's three colors in it.
No, exactly.
Fucking like black, purple, and pink.
No, and I like them.
The illustrations in here are fucking sick.
The illustrations?
Yeah, the illustrations.
You said illustrations.
Whatever. I was saying Alice just, and
the Alice thing. In the Wonderland.
Illustrations.
I used to dance to that song. So, do you remember?
Can I read it?
I used to do, there was an Alice in Wonderland dance.
When was that?
And Melina? I don't know.
Who?
Yeah, over there. Bleep somewhere. No way.
Alice.
Tea party. Purgatory.
Oh. Wait a minute. When the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Where's that video?
Yes, let me just pull it up.
We need to find that.
So. Sometimes I just have things hanging around.
What's the other thing that you used to have happen to you?
So, when at my grandma's, you know, like those old houses where like everything was mirrors?
Which is.
Okay. So, like. Foxy and Papa Joe were doing some freaky shit. And their bedroom was mirrored walls, mirrored ceilings, mirrored.
I don't know all about that, but I don't want to look at anything.
That was their bedroom?
Their whole bedroom was mirrored.
You were like, oh.
Yeah.
10 months old.
Not even. Foxy and Papa Joe get a little freaky.
So they had mirrored walls, like, in their, like, behind their bed. So when I slept there, I used to have this dream that, like, I played with these kids.
Okay.
In the wall. Well, they weren't in the wall. Okay, anyway. Yeah.
The bed moved, and there was a door, and I went through the door, and there was kids, and there was like an ice skating ring, and like ice cream, and I like played with these kids. So then I woke up, and I asked grandma if I can go play with them, and she didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, the kids that live in the wall. And she said, what kids in the wall? And I said, grandma, and I got really upset, and I started to cry because she didn't believe me. And I said, no, I want to go play with them. They're my friends, and they have ice cream and an ice skating ring. And then she believed me, but there was no, I couldn't find them.
I couldn't find them.
Yeah, no, I already knew this story.
And she showed me about that there was no door, but there was a door, and I don't know where it went.
Yeah, Grandma told me to go find the kids. She said when I started sleeping over at her house, she was like,
see?
Go find the kids.
Grandma believed me, I just couldn't find them.
Because you were scared.
No, I wasn't, I liked them.
I know, no, but you were scared of the other shit. So you were getting the visions because you're visions. Part of the same fucking cloth that we're cut from, but you're scared.
Io non ho paura.
I don't know what that means.
Io non ho paura. I'm not scared.
You were, so you lost it.
Okay, so now what?
I've never seen this.
You didn't see it yet?
I did not see it yet. I'm looking.
She's looking at the hand tattoo.
I like the font.
Yeah, that's base. I let a fucking bleacher creature fucking tattoo me. Well, because it came from Matt. He's part of the story. My Matt.
You don't have a Matt.
Yes, I do. I
don't like any of the Matts.
I don't either.
Right out there.
I don't either.
I don't like them.
I'm not so fond of any of them. But Matt, my Matt is part of the story.
Well, when I have a son, he's going to be named Matt. So you all have to like him.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Just Santa Muerte.
So deal with it.
Anyway, yeah. What's his name going to be?
Matthew.
Matty Michael. So my dad finally started. You have a headache? How about have your father, your dead father in your fucking head all motherfucking day long and make him send you all of this crap and you have to figure out.
That's your own shit.
What it means.
There's more. I'm good.
He made me. Is this the, I don't know. There's so many books.
Which one do I start with?
So, essentially, I'm in Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. Are you big or small? Which potion did you drink?
We go back and forth.
Okay.
We go back and forth because we're Alice.
Okay.
And that brings, like, I have no idea what the fuck you two are talking about. Which Alina's gonna know. Don't worry.
Okay. Friends, I like them.
Yeah, yeah. I was watching this morning. I watch every day.
Of course, you always have to watch Friends. Yes. The fuck is this?
I watched the one with Phoebe's rats this morning.
Fucking rats.
Yes.
Yeah, she can't afford
child care. The rats.
She can't afford child care.
Phoebe and the rats.
What the hell are their names again?
Did she end the mic? The rats?
No, yeah, she named, get off your sister! she named the rats.
Yeah, it was Bob. Bob's the mom, and then Susie's the mouse.
Bob, there you go. I was like, what'd she name?
Rat baby!
So, essentially,
hold on, let me take this.
What are you clicking your foot for? What are we fucking, Dorothy?
This is my favorite Friends episode. Just to let all of you know.
What is it?
It's the football.
Oh, the football one.
I love the football one.
That's good. The Thanksgiving ones are always good.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is coming. I gotta make a Thanksgiving pizza cupcake. I'm gonna put like stuffing in it and like cranberry in the middle and like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of reading material for me. I'm stacking up.
Reading material for you? You should wait till you read the books that I'm writing for you.
Oh.
I hate to read. That's not for you.
I like reading.
Yeah.
Well, I read smut, so.
Okay, your mother? What are you reading? Fucking sex books like your mother?
We share.
We share. Can we reframe what you meant by that?
All right, so yeah, can you explain to the people about the smut books?
What? So they're books.
Thank you, Gina.
They're books. The romance,
yes.
The romance novels.
Okay,
they're about love.
They're about fucking.
Her mother
got my about love.
Yeah. And sex.
Yeah. Her mother loves reading the fucking smut books. And
yes.
Until now, apparently.
Well, you know it's Hereditary, right?
The only book I've ever read was 50 Shades of Grey. I've read one book in my entire life.
You read that?
I did.
I just watched those with my mother.
Yeah, I just watched. Yes, same. I like to read, but that I'm not a reader of like sex shit. I don't like or watcher. I want to do it.
Like you're just a doer.
Yeah.
A
watcher. I'm not watching porn. I'm not reading
who's
it. Like,
who said anything about watching porn?
It's like I'm continuing on the topic.
Do you remember when mommy wanted to watch gay porn?
Yes. She's like, because my mom doesn't understand how gay sex works,
so she asked my
gay
dance
curious.
Teacher.
So Bree's dance teacher, she's like, can you explain to me how gay sex works? And then she, what the fuck was that? So then she asked Chris to explain it, and so Chris was trying to explain to her how it works, and she's like, I need to watch it. So my mom wanted to watch gay porn.
Did she watch gay porn?
Yes.
I've never seen gay porn. I don't know.
Do you want to watch it?
Ew.
No. No, I'm really okay.
We've all got phones.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want that.
I don't want that on my phone. Nobody wants to
I'm
watch
really,
gay
really
porn.
Okay.
You want a baby bib?
No. I can't say that I do.
I can do a baby.
Here, have a condom.
Oh. I'll use this.
Sure.
With who?
I don't know.
A magnum?
Well, you
don't know.
Because I found it with my ex's shit in a drawer. And I went, this ain't yours.
We use those. I'll take it.
Oh, let me get it
what
off
do
the
you mean
floor.
You use those?
I don't have an idea.
You use condoms?
Yeah, I don't have my idea.
Merry Christmas.
I'm not trying to get pregnant right this second.
You couldn't even get pregnant when you tried to get pregnant.
Yes, but now his sperm is good, so I have to be careful.
Oh, now his sperm is good.
What do you mean? It just revitalized itself?
Well, yeah. So why wasn't his sperm good?
So my husband decided to take testosterone boosters because he doesn't listen to me. So when you come off of them, sperm rejuvenates itself, but it takes some time. But he hasn't been on it for 3 years. So now his sperm is fine, so I can get pregnant. But I time everything, and I don't want to be pregnant right this second.
Okay.
So I didn't get my ID yet, so that's why we have to use the condoms. And if I don't have to buy them, I'll take
them. Do you know how old that thing is?
Never mind.
I have
do you know how old this thing is?
I have a question. I thought we wanted a boy, but if it happens naturally, then it's a toss-up.
That's why we're using the condoms.
Oh,
well,
so we're not having
first of all, the Magnum condom, I don't even know where this came from.
Is there holes poked in it?
I've no idea. Because with...
Hold it up.
Because with Joe,
we didn't use them.
And...
I don't think so.
No one else was big enough for that, so...
It seems good.
Well, I was like... Well, because when I found all, you know, blanks, pictures, I was like, I also found a Magnum condom. I said, I know this ain't yours. And he's like, are you trash-talking my dick? And what dick? I go, what dick?
Poor bleep.
Oh, poor bleep.
Can that be the opener?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kinda like that.
Yeah. Alright. We're gonna do oh poor bleep. What the fuck did we say after that?
I don't remember.
Oh, I opened up to 13.
Of course you did. What did I just tell you this morning?
Let out your inner child. Chapter 1.
My first period.
My first period.
Where's my sunglasses? I want my glasses back.
Those are mine!
No, these are yours.
I got a pearl. I'm fancy.
They all look the fucking same. Give me my fucking.
All right, seriously, why are we sitting here?
Mine are on my head.
Seriously, can we get to like a point here?
What is the point?
I don't know.
Is there a point?
I was told I was going to be told something today. I got told nothing.
We're going.
I told our ex-boyfriend has a small dick, and Gia, I don't know. So, well, I likes to read sex. So that's what I've learned today.
I mean, that's...
But I already knew those two things, so I've learned nothing!
Is that a hickey on your neck?
No.
Yes it is!
What are you, 13?
No, I got bruised like a peach!
Speaking of bruising like a peach, the door attacked me yesterday and I got a bruise.
It's not a hickey.
I don't fucking believe any of you, so let's move
it
on.
What is it? A vampire bite?
What? Like, man, put the phone down. Pay attention.
I'm biting my ear.
So, I'm starting to explain the story.
Okay, because I
was story
like,
of Big Mike.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to figure out where to start. Essentially, we're
wake me up when you know.
We're in Alice in Wonderland. Well, I'm in Alice. I'm in Alice's nightmare in fucking Wonderland.
Why is there a...
I don't know.
Put it on.
Mommy just found that.
That's...
Put it on. So my name on.
That's not going over my head.
It's a bit big. I don't know. My mother,
the baby,
just found this. Okay. So, this. First of all, who does this look like?
You.
Exactly. So, essentially, I'm in Alice in Wonderland. So... He keeps telling me to read things from the back. Where's my other book?
There's more than one book?
The book.
The
book. No, the one that's tattooed on my hand.
Huh?
The
Io non ho paura, the book.
What's the difference between these three books?
It depends. This was Dad's. Okay. So I start, this is my spell. Oh, I got a hiccup. This is my spell book. Okay, then.
And what is this?
This is, I started writing in it. There's one book missing.
The other one that's got all the shit in it.
I was just gonna say, am I gonna get like a spell put on me if I open this?
No.
Okay. I'm just.
I am writing this shit for you. You are one of the next witches. You are gonna have to learn everything in that book. That's gonna be part of this podcast. We're teaching Gia witchcraft.
Yes, because I'm a witch in training.
She needs to learn. And Wishalina's gonna be the fucking. What is? There's another one. Where did it go?
I like your handwriting.
Oh, thanks. You could tell my handwriting when I'm focusing and my handwriting when I'm on.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
What?
Our handwritings are similar.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, but my handwriting didn't used to look like this, so it's odd that I...
It's not odd.
Okay.
None of it's odd. Finally. Well, I wanted to show you the book, and the book that I want to show you is fucking missing, because that's what the fucking universe likes to, and my dad likes to fucking do. So he likes to play games. So, how does this all start?
I don't know.
That motorcycle bar. So I have a motorcycle that's turned into a bar. And on the license plate, it says 2M, and it has my dad's plumbing license number in reverse. So that's the first sign that he ever gave me.
Oh.
And, you know, Matt shows up with this fucking tape measure with the MM on it. And that's when I started to finally get messages from my dad. Like, little ones. What do you mean? He's part of the story. It's part of the story. That's how
he is rude.
I want to punch him, but he's still part of the story.
I have a bone to pick with him.
You can pick all the bones you want, but he's just still part of the story.
I don't
want
to pick any bones. Ew.
That's crazy. He's still part of the story. So I get this fucking tape measure, and with the MM, and that's when I start. We got it. You got it. No dinging. This one's eating candy.
ooh, get me. Give me a pumpkin spice Kit Kat.
No,
not that one.
Oh my god.
Did you ever explain the fucking pickle?
I'm getting to it! Wait!
Is the pickle part of the story?
Yes, the pickle's part of the story, that's why I carry the pickle!
I really don't know why you carry the pickle.
Because you have a hair in front of your face.
Fix it.
It's right here. Man, the pickle's part of the story!
Continue.
So, that's when I started to...
She don't listen to fucking nothing.
Yeah, well, we knew that.
Cause she don't got the witch power. This one gets me.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I don't get you sometimes either.
Yeah.
No one gets Lexi.
Lexi gets Lexi, that's all that matters.
I don't think you do.
Sometimes.
See?
Anyways.
So my fucking glasses back on.
Anywho.
Anywho's. So, once I started to be able to see when Dad was giving me signs. What? Did I talk to Dad when he was alive?
No.
How was that relationship? It's
wonderful.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
What was the relationship between me and
Big
Mike?
They didn't speak.
Okay, explain your relationship with Big Mike.
I have a fabulous relationship.
Okay, explain it.
So, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I guess a normal dad-daughter relationship. Like, my dad was just like, I don't know. Then again, I guess everybody's relationship is different. But, I don't know, me and my dad were very close. I was close to him when I was growing up. I was daddy's little girl. I was the favorite. He was my hero. He was everything. And she didn't speak to him. So.
Because... my father, and I had to finally admit to him that, well, now I see why he was the way he was. My dad, everybody sees, like, a different person.
My dad was fabulous.
Bria just chose to be like, yeah, that's my dad, okay, great. I saw him for who he was because he has part of my demons in me. He created me. He's half of me.
He's created me, too. It's called semen.
Exactly. But, the parts of him, I had to, like,
gather your thoughts.
It's hard to explain. So I have a better relationship with him now that he's dead than when he was alive. It's weird, but that's what works for us.
Okay.
Like, do I wish I could have actually had a father and not have to talk to a candle? Yes.
But I didn't have that.
I think he likes to talk to you.
No. Gia's father, Dudu, was my, like, father figure. He's always been the one that's been there. My dad was a bank account. So, my dad had some substance abuse problems. So, you know, it is what it isn't. That's what he had. And I didn't agree with it. And can you stop moving that? She's making fucking noise. You're not gonna be able to hear nothing.
You can hear it. We're pretty loud.
I know we're loud. Yeah, so there was some issues with my father. Okay, and my parents were separated. Like, everyone thinks, like, they were like, ooh, they was a happy, happy, joy, joy. What went on in our house?
Not that.
No. Screaming, yelling, fighting, living on two sides of the house. Like, my mom stayed married for me and my sister. And
still don't get that, but that's okay.
Well, that's what she did. She did it for us to stay married, to keep the family together. But I think it would have been better just for them to be divorced and everybody to have fucking happy lives.
No.
So you as a parent who co-parents.
I do co-parent.
Yes. You don't think it's healthier for Ronan and Logan to have two happy households?
No, yes.
And have one that's a screaming fucking shit show?
No, yes. I mean, I shouldn't say we turned out okay.
This
one, I'm not really sure.
I turned out great. Sure! Because you choose not to acknowledge the truth.
Acknowledge the truth.
You acknowledge the truth? You acknowledge the truth that he follows a drug addict?
No.
Okay, exactly. But he was, so.
Leave him alone. It's so cute.
Continue. You don't think it's healthy?
No, I'm saying is my dad, whether they were separated or not, my dad was very, I don't know the word. He liked to be involved. Like, if my mom said, oh, we were just going, let me talk about this. You weren't there. We talked about this yesterday when we went public meeting. My dad always wanted to be around. When he found out we were going to, like, Vegas for my 21st birthday and he wasn't invited, like, it was like we told him the world was ending. He always wanted to be with us. So whether it was stupidest pumpkin picking or, like, whatever, he just always wanted to come. So he wanted to be as involved as he could, whether he was sleeping.
Yeah, I didn't say he didn't want to, but
he was just wake him up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, just, he was just always passing out fucking sleeping. Like, because he was on too many drugs.
He was very tired.
Very tired. That's what it was. Tired. Everyone was just tired. Yeah. No. Anyway, he had back problems, and he got addicted to painkillers. Like, end of story. That's the fucking truth. I said, what are you doing with your hair?
There's a hair in front of my face.
Anyways, like, the hunting trip, see what I was going on?
I don't know, didn't he go on, like, two?
I don't remember this. I only have two memories.
Gia, you were like four and a half.
Yeah. I only have two memories.
It was my mom stayed married because, and I am not, I would always, when I was younger, I was always like, no, we need the family, the this, the that. And like, so my mom always saw that. And she was like, I need to stay married for my kids. But in actuality.
I scared of my mom.
Yeah. But it was like now as an adult that I look back on it and I hear other people's stories about this, I'm like, they should have just not been together. Why were they staying together and being tortured and me and you grew up in a household of yelling and screaming?
Are you asking me?
Well, I'm waiting for your comments on it.
Oh, I thought you were like asking me the question, like as if I had the
answer. I'm just like
I just think my mom didn't want to, like, unturn stones of, like, everything by getting divorced. And I think she just wanted to keep it as is. And my mom's very independent anyway, so it's not like if they got divorced, like, she was running to a man. Like, that's not really...
No, but it's it.
But she
they just lived separate lives in the same house.
Exactly. It was just, like, my mom lived over here, he lived over there. And then his stupid fucking nephew.
Oh.
No, it's still gone.
I know,
it's still gone.
I told you it was going.
That's not the same thing.
But it's like stuff like. So it's not that my dad wasn't there. He was physically there. But he was never.
Couldn't miss him.
No. Was never present. Wanted to be, but couldn't. Like, wouldn't be at my baseball games or my softball games or drive me to the wrong school. Like, didn't know.
He drove me to the wrong school.
He always drove us to. Because. His brain was fucking all over the place. Like, because, yeah. She said there was, you know. Are we getting to the point of the story? Brit, it's not going to be the whole story in one episode. Do you
I need something?
Because I've learned nothing. They have to learn the backstory.
Backstory is Brit is learning nothing.
They gotta know the backstory.
I'm learning a lot with this. It,
well, Gia's learning to be a witch, so
I'm not.
Buffalo chicken dip.
I told you it's recipes.
Some of it's recipes, some of it's spelled, some of it's fucking just rambling. There's another book that's a that's the book, and I don't know where the fuck it is.
Penny olive vodka. Yummy.
Who eats that?
I like that. Ooh, my lash.
This bitch got magnetic fucking eyelashes on, and she keeps ripping them off, and they look
stuck to me. Okay, look, my lashes is tomorrow, all right? I don't have lashes right now.
Are you going to Cass?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
10:45.
Oh, wonderful.
Don't stalk me.
So, yeah. Your dad.
Yes.
Okay, Doodoo.
My father.
We call him Doodoo. Don't ask.
Doodoo.
No, we'll explain. So, Aunt Heidi's German. That's her mother. So, Gia's mother, Aunt Heidi.
My mother.
My aunt. So, she's German. And so, me and my other cousin, Jojo, when we were younger, none of you are paying any attention.
I'm listening, but I also know this story. Hello. We're related. I've heard the story 7 million times.
Right, so, I'm just going to talk to them and not talk to you.
Fine.
So,
sounds good.
My cousin, Jojo, and me, he's 2 years younger than me. So, when we were little, when you, in German, and you smack him on the hand, and you say, doo-doo, doo-doo. So, that's what my aunt was doing to my uncle. So his name's Frank. They used to call him Little Guy. He's got a lot of names. So, we thought that she was calling him doo-doo. So, we just did, you know, 25 years later, he's still fucking doo-doo.
He's still doo-doo.
He's still doo-doo.
Sorry.
He's my godfather. It's my mother's oldest brother. So, my mom's the oldest, and then she has three other brothers. And that was always, like, my father figure. Doo-doo!
This is empty.
It's from the back! I didn't get to that part yet.
Okay, I'm sorry, please.
Anyway, Doo-doo has always been, like, the one, like, taught me, you know, I need to ratchet strap a fucking thing on my truck. I need to ride a motorcycle. I gotta go to baseball. I gotta throw this. He was always the one that did the father stuff with me, and my dad was always just, how much money do you need? What are you doing?
I don't know why I do that. I really don't.
Big Mike was always just, how much money do you need? Like, it was just, it was never, he knew nothing about me. He would bring me fucking Yankees shit home. And I'm like, Dad. Like, he just,
he used to bring me a roll of quarters.
Yeah, he would bring me a roll of fucking quarters.
They gave him an engine a few times.
It's okay. Not that my dad didn't care. It was, he just couldn't at the time. And
I'm sorry. I
shut the phone off!
I don't know what it's doing. Okay, go ahead.
No phones at the table.
I never understood that rule.
Clearly.
The phone could be at the table. Just shut the fucking volume off. I'm trying to film a fucking podcast. Can't hear fucking nothing because you got fucking this going. This fucking thing's dropping all over the
phone. That's why we need microphones.
You still, it's gonna hear it.
Mic me up! Ow. I don't know why I did that at all.
I have to be the opener.
Why? Why didn't I just do this myself?
I don't know.
I should have just did this.
Oh, on a name.
Anyways,
it's still hot.
We have not the
Anyways, he talks to me backwards.
Like gibberish?
Yeah.
Oh. You should record it and play it in reverse.
It's everything is in reverse. He talks to me backwards. So that's why I could never understand what he was telling
me. Now, do you hear him?
It depends. Sometimes I hear his voice. I've seen him once. We all know that story.
Yeah, that ends great.
That's so great.
We all know that story. That's a whole nother episode. So, I just feel it. Like, I just know what he's telling me. He shows me things through music and all of the papers.
And peace.
Yeah, and the pickle. Because your daughter,
what about my daughter?
Wichelina.
I know who you're talking about.
But you have two of them.
Really?
It's 3 months old.
She doesn't know.
It doesn't matter. She was mine and my Matt's daughter.
That's
from a past life.
I dropped the chickpea.
She was our daughter from past. Why do you think, from the minute me and him started talking, that we're fighting over fucking kids' names?
I don't know.
What, he gave her the
name. Because you're weird.
He gave her the name, Wichelina.
Yes, I know.
Okay, and we still continuously fight about our children's names. That
I just want to name your kid Thor.
Wednesday, October, and 4. Those are my kids' names. Sorry.
So they're not born on October 4th on a Wednesday. We're screwed.
They don't have to be born then.
Which just makes sense.
Well, that's their names.
Oh, well.
What happened to 1, 2, and 3?
You left them out?
Yeah, they're somewhere.
They're watch the Umbrella Academy. They're in the mirror.
That wasn't their names.
What were their names? They have names?
That wasn't their
names. What was their names?
I don't know.
She don't know? 1, 2, 3?
She don't know?
No, but then there was a really scary part in the ice skating rink that they were cutting off fingers.
What?
She leaves all of these things out.
But that's okay.
Yeah, we were like in a little alcove in the ice skating rink, and the guy was a bully, and he was cutting off weird fingers. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Why did I want to go back there?
You never told us that part.
No, you never told me that part.
The mold that thing that you used to put your fingers in?
Yeah.
The Chinese traps.
Yeah, but then I feel like we were cutting off fingers.
I wasn't.
But this little boy.
It's all...
Sure.
Little boy? What little boy?
Little boy in the dream.
What was his name?
I don't know!
Your brother?
No.
Why would he cut off my finger? That's horrible.
Your finger?
I don't remember.
Okay, so we have a dead brother.
Here we go.
Here we go. You said you want to know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you. So my mother had a miscarriage before me.
So sad.
Yeah.
So your name was supposed to be Bria Taylor.
I was supposed to be Ciara Madison.
My mom wanted to have ABCs.
Mom.
Okay. But the first one was supposed to be a boy. My dad wanted to be named Michael. So that was supposed to be it. She had the miscarriage. Then she got pregnant with me right after. Then my dad wanted to name me Michaela, Michael with an A.
How unoriginal.
Well, that's what they wanted. Then my mom's like, no, I want ABCs. So then she started Alexa, Bria, and the next one was supposed to be Sierra.
That was supposed to be me.
But that never happened.
So then...
Wasn't meant to be three.
Well, because the first thing she thought was going to be a girl, that was supposed to be Alexa. She was supposed to be Brick. She was the second.
Yeah, okay.
But the first one was a boy.
Right.
His name's Michael. And he's talking to me, too. He's up with...
Is
Matt's dad. Matt's dad. And
grown?
My dad.
Is he grown?
Just a baby walking around.
No, they're not grown. He's not. He's grown mentally, but not... He's still, like...
So you're talking to a fetus?
I'm confused.
It's very difficult to
Are
explain.
You in that
little fetus? In 9 months, will you come greet us?
Okay,
which I wanted you to make that fucking TikTok.
Next, baby.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. I've still learned nothing. Continue. It's bleeping.
I see the bleeping. The battery's dying. The other one's charging.
It's
don't
bleeping.
Worry. I'm swapping.
Bleeping.
It's bleeping. All right, let's talk about your dream.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, my lash. Okay.
Oh, fucking eyelash.
I need to rip them off. Oh, we're wearing sunglasses now? Hold on.
Yeah, we're wearing sunglasses. We're in the sunglasses.
Well, era. If I wear them, you can't tell if I'm sleeping.
Hey, I'm going to talk now. I'm not nearly
Oh, great.
When these boring. Two tell stories,
you want they take okay. a 10 seconds.
Let's talk about Gia's dream.
Okay, so this is my dream the other night. Okay,
all right.
Friday night, people.
Make sure you know it's Friday.
I woke up.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I've learned nothing.
Hey.
Wait. So this one always says, "What do you say about us telling stories?"
That you literally. Okay, so they could take literally a story of like. Wow, chickpeas fell on the floor, and they will make it a 3-hour fucking story. A 3-hour story about chickpeas falling on the floor.
Because we tell the details.
You gotta get all the details.
You need all the information in the back.
No one gives a shit.
No one gives a shit. That's what makes us the fucking money watching
they
the podcast.
They like us.
They want
they
the details.
They are friends.
What do you think?
they wouldn't be here listening to us if they didn't want to hear us.
Yeah.
I don't think
they like
care about
me.
The chickpeas.
You're the one talking about fucking fucking chickpeas. I'm trying to tell you about your fucking dead father.
I know about him. He's great.
No, you don't. Shush. Gia, tell us about your dream.
So, like I was saying, it was Friday night.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No.
I had that yesterday.
No. I had that Saturday morning for breakfast. But anyway.
I haven't eaten peanut butter and jelly in, I don't know, 10 years. Go.
Anyways, Friday night, people. I told my mom about it Saturday morning.
So she must have loved that.
Yeah, she loves listening to my dreams. My mother loves me, okay? Someone loves me, okay? Anyways, so this is my dream.
We also need to talk about how your shirt is the tattoo that I want. Alright.
Well, come
let's
on.
Get the one thing out of time.
Let's get that, people!
Go!
Okay, so basically, I was in a hospital, okay?
That's horrible.
And, yeah, I don't know. I was trying to use the bathroom in the hospital, but the toilets were in the middle of the rooms, and I couldn't get a bathroom. So I had to leave. And when I went outside, it was like you go outside. And there was like an
opening. When you go outside, you go outside.
When you go outside, you go outside. And there was like an awning. And then it was like downpouring, and my dad was like, get ready to run, and apparently we were running in the car, but I was like lucid dreaming, so I was like, I don't know what's going on.
She don't know what
because,
that means.
Okay, it's fine. So
I'm sleeping.
I was lucid dreaming. Are you lucid dreaming?
Maybe.
I was lucid dreaming, but I didn't know what was going on, and I was like, where are we running? Where I'm assuming the car, right? I didn't know where the car was. So I was like, all right, it's raining. I guess that's what we're getting ready to run in the rain, right? So I go to put like a hood on, and it was me and like my family, and then Juliana was there, but it was my mom's side of the family. So
holy, holy!
I don't know why she was there, but she was. And then she disappeared for shortly after. I just looked at her for a second. But anyway, so we go out to run in the rain, and we go outside, and all of a sudden it's a tornado outside. It's not just raining. And there's a tornado, and he's like, dodge the tornado, and he's like, it's coming on the right, and it's coming on the left, and it was going like this. And we were dodging the tornado, and because I was lucid dreaming, I couldn't move fast enough. And I
can you explain what lucid dreaming is for people that don't know what that is?
Okay, the best
give them
way,
a brief explanation.
The
of
best
it.
Way that I can explain it is that you're like almost like slightly awake in your dream, and so like you kind of are a little conscious, like your consciousness is kind of awake.
So like Bria right now,
you're just a little awake, but you're asleep. But you're you know here. What's going
you're
on.
Present. Oh, I'm present. I just literally looked at her sunglasses. I'm present. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, we get it. We got it. We're good. All right. Basically, I was running and I was trying to dodge the tornado and I didn't dodge it. The tornado hit me and I like went flying like in like the Wizard of Oz. And
I was just gonna say, are you fucking Dorothy?
Yes. Yes. That's what
I am.
So anyways, I wake up in these people's pool and I come swim to the top of the pool. I can't swim. I don't know what I'm doing. So I get to the top.
JoJo?
No, yeah, I can't swim, I can't ride a bike, I don't know. So anyways, so
you have a terrible father. I don't know, he fucking told me to ride a bike.
I say nothing.
He waved everything on Lexi.
It's everything was on me. He just fucking thought about you.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel!
Where?
The fucking squirrel. Is there the Big Mike is the rabbit out there. Oh, we're looking at my backyard. If the rabbit comes along.
Is it a black squirrel? I like the black ones.
There's a black squirrel?
Well, yeah. Big Mike is the fucking white rabbit in the fucking vest!
It was a squirrel. I know, but it's the same principle. The white rabbit chases you down a rabbit hole. The squirrel takes you chasing you down a fucking rabbit hole.
Why? My dad chased me.
Just finish.
Oh, was that the point of that story?
Yes.
I didn't get it. I didn't get there yet.
There's a lot.
My God! Anyways, I wake up in the pool, and these people, I try to call 911, it doesn't work. Long story short, I ended up running away, and I found my dad's car abandoned in like the parking lot of like a fast food restaurant that I didn't recognize. I get
was
in the
it
car.
White Castle?
No, it was called Queries. Is that a thing? Because it was called Queries, and it was yellow and purple with a Q. And I don't know if that exists. I don't think it exists, but that's what it was. It was Queries,
is it
and
just for lesbians?
I don't. That doesn't run. Anyways, so. Then I got in the car and some guy tried to take the pickup truck off the car and then realized I was in the car and then goes, okay, I'll give it back. Anyways, it was weird. Then all of a sudden,
take the pickup truck
like
off the
ripped off the pickup truck off the back of the car and then realized I was in the car. Then here, have it back. Don't go to sleep. I'm talking. So then, anyways. So then all of a sudden, it's like some guy spawned in the car and he was just some guy driving. This is where it gets to the important part. I was giving you the basis.
I am Sim.
Okay,
yes.
So this is where we were driving. He was driving.
Now we're getting to the important part.
Hey. So we were driving to my hotel, not a hospital, even though I just got hit by a tornado. I don't know. So we're driving.
You were in the hospital in the beginning of the
night. No. Yes, actually, you're right. I don't know.
She's the mom. So, and I was sleeping.
Moving on. So then, we're driving to the hotel, and we're passing, like, going into the entrance of the hotel, and there's a bunch of white vans lined up. Like, those, like, white, creepy white vans that people tell you to stay away from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. All white vans. And they all had numbers on them. And it was like 111, 1111, 999, 119, 1199. And it was like over and over and over again, like all mixing matches. And 119 is my birthday, people. Anyways, just for the context. So anyway, so I was like, oh my God. And I remember wanting to tell the guy I wanted to stop to look at the numbers like better so that I could tell you. In my dream, this is what I was thinking, but I need to tell Lexi, I need to look at these numbers better. And then he was like, oh, we don't have time for this. And I was like, okay.
See why she's not the witch and we are.
Hey. So anyways, so I was like, oh, I was like, okay, but at least I feel safe and I feel like I'm in the right place, which I thought that was really odd. And then we get to the parking lot and he stops the car and he goes, this is as far as I go. And I woke up. I don't know who the guy was. It was weird. It was weird, people.
So I'm gonna recap the story.
Oh my God.
She was trying to pee in the hospital. She couldn't. She walked out with her father, almost got hit by a tornado. Then was in a car with a van, saw a bunch of numbers, and the guy said, this is where I go, I stop. Do you see how short that was?
Yes, but you need the story.
You need
it. No one cared about the rain and the horn and the color. No one cares.
When you read a book or you read a story, you need.
I'm not reading a book.
We went over this. I don't read.
Well, that's on you. No, it's not. It's on my teachers. Anyways, your father talks to me in reverse.
Oh my God, you've only said that 12 fucking times.
I'm setting it up.
Oh my God.
Everything, it is what it isn't. That's where it comes from. And he keeps telling me, the writing's right in front of you. Like, it's right there. It's the tattoos.
He talks to me. Mommy thinks Bellamy is missing.
That has nothing to do with that.
That has nothing to do with any of daddy,
and you kept going, she's right there!
What dream was that?
Bellamy is missing. And then I had a dream Bellamy was missing.
Okay, well talk about that, because you don't fucking tell me this shit.
Yeah, well, I don't know about this.
Talk about your dream.
We told her this.
No.
You didn't
Mommy had a dream about Bellamy.
You know how Bellamy's always looking for Bellamy? First of all,
my mother? If she doesn't
see me standing right there,
where is she?
She thinks she's missing. So in her dreams, she kept saying that she couldn't find her. And my dad just kept going, Jen, she's right there.
I'm going to take that fucking pickle and shove it up your ass.
I don't like it up there.
Well,
he's going.
Go in front.
So he kept going, she's right there. That was her dream. And then a few days later, I had a dream that we were in this weird... I told you about this, and then he picked me up and we were running really
fast. Tell the whole story,
yes,
with all the details.
Tell the dream.
Make it 3 hours long.
Tell the dream. We were somewhere, and my dad was there in his black leather jacket that he always wears, and he came up to me, and I don't know where we really were, and he picked me up, because he was dead in my dream. Daddy's always dead in my dream. Like, I know he's dead.
Well, he is dead.
Meaning, you know when you're like dreaming other and you think, like, I know he's dead, so I know he's not supposed to be there. So when I saw him in my dream, I got really excited, and I ran over to him, and I started to cry and hug him, which happens a lot when I see him in my dream, because I know he's dead, obviously. Hello, he's dead.
Are you lucid dreaming a little?
I don't fucking know.
Gia, she has it. She's still our blood. She just don't know.
Anyway, so
she don't know.
I asked, and then I kept going, are you okay? Because I guess I always wonder, like,
he's fine.
I always ask him, like, he's okay.
Oh, he's just fine, believe me.
So I asked him if he was okay. And then, whatever.
She's in the candle, he's skinny now.
Yeah, exactly.
Skinny now, he's good.
So I don't know who the guy was behind him. There's a guy behind him. And he picked me up and he started to run really, really fast. Like, you know when, like, you in a movie and somebody's running really fast and it's like you could see that they're running really fast, it's like watching the flash.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how fast we were running, and then he kept going, this is what's gonna happen when this person does the, I don't remember what he says,
running around in the circles and they're
I don't remember.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden we appeared somewhere else. And
The Alice in Wonderland. They run around the fucking thing. Or they just keep running around thing, running around thing, running around, run around.
Anyway, and he makes me run around.
Then I couldn't find Bellamy. We're never gonna find Bellamy.
Is that playing? Oh, that's the trucks outside?
Oh, okay. That's the gardeners.
Anyways, please continue.
Things. So I couldn't find Bellamia, and I kept going, Dad, I have to go. I can't find her. Like, she's missing. And then he was going, no. And then all of a sudden, the alarm started ringing, and all the doors, like, started to, like, come down and lock. But then Bellamia was right there, so.
I don't know.
She what door started to lock?
Yeah, whatever vicinity we were in, I don't know, we were in, like, a factory thing. And I kept going, we have to find her, we have to find her. And then the alarm started to go off, like as if she went out a door or something. And then all the doors locked, I guess to lock people in. So like if somebody went missing.
Or out.
But then I think I woke up. I don't really remember, it was a long time ago.
I'm confused.
Welcome to my life. Welcome to your life? Welcome to my life. No, it is what it isn't.
Anyways, all of the papers from Megan. So Megan is my psychic. She's a psychic medium. She's fucking amazing. Everything she said that I have now figured out has been
on. She's right, because she told me I was going to be broke, and that's for damn fucking sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Can she tell me I'm going to be rich?
Did she tell you?
No,
I'm working on it.
Can she?
Well, she told me if I don't stop buying bows, I'm going to be poor, so.
Yeah, well, I told you, that's just fucking common sense. That you don't need to be psychic for that.
But it's all of everything that I have figured out, she wrote on these papers. Well, she told it to me, and I wrote on these papers 2 years ago. And it all is coming true. Everything.
Does it say we win the lottery?
Essentially. It's not that we win the lottery. It's,
am I going to be rich?
We're all gonna be just
sure.
Fucking fine.
Well, I need to pay my mortgage in a
second. So, get.
I
want to
be rich and
picture.
Hot. What?
Get that picture.
Where?
Right there. The wooden fucking thing right there.
You, I have
picture.
No idea.
You see what? The wood?
No.
The wood fucking frame. It's right there.
This?
Yes.
Your butt looks nice in those.
Thank you. I'm
yeah, proud. Nice ass.
Beautiful. Thank you.
He makes me start from the end. Not to spoil the ending, but everything's going to be okay.
Where'd you get that from?
It just fell out of my garage onto the floor one day on my journey. He just makes me find things and he throws things at my head. I was in the garage.
Can we paint it black?
Yeah, I kind of want to.
I don't
to.
Like the wood.
Yeah, I was going to paint it black. Okay. I was thinking about it.
All right.
But
I agree.
This is not a nice pillow. I didn't say it was a pillow.
It shouldn't be a pillow.
But he makes me read everything from the back. And the book that he made me find, the fucking I'm Not Afraid book, that's why I have the tattoo on my hand. That's another whole episode. It's gonna go into the whole tattoo. He talks to me through the book, and the last page of the book, when you go to the end, it says, there was Papa, and there was me.
Papa meeting Papa Joe?
No, him!
We don't call him Papa.
It doesn't matter. It's his father. That's what he calls him in the book. And the guy's name's Michael in the book.
Well, that's fucking weird. It's but not, that's also a very common name, so
no,
I don't know
it's,
about
but
that.
But it's not. I kept reading it as Michelle. The book's in Italian. I have the Italian version and I have the English version.
Why?
Because I bought it when I was taking.
Why, Papa? Why?
That's Franz Sebastian Maniscalco, if you didn't know. Because I bought the book when I was still in school, when I was still learning Italian. So I wanted to read the book in Italian. So I bought the English version in case I couldn't understand.
I can barely
something.
Read English.
Exactly. So I was reading the book and I kept reading it as Michelle. And then I went, girl. It's a fucking Italian book. It's Michele. It's fucking Michael. So, and keeps talking about a guardian angel and this and that. And the whole book is about how one sibling has to protect the other sibling because the one sibling's afraid and the other one is not. And remember the story. What happened in the snow?
I died.
Sorry, we're dead. What happened in the snow?
I don't know. How old was I? Like 4?
Yeah.
3? I don't know.
Exactly.
I didn't talk until I was 3, so it definitely wasn't. I was probably like 4.
We were in the snow, and apparently it was a very, that back then when we got snow, I guess. And I don't know, it was like 4 inches of, or 5 inches. It was definitely more than that.
There was a blizzard.
Yes.
And
there was
we
a lot
were
of
outside
snow.
Playing in the snow.
And she
was
I,
like stuck in
I
it.
Was stuck in it because I was this big. And my boot, like, it came up to, like, my hips. Like, that's how much snow was there. And then we were trying to get to the front yard. I remember doing this. And we couldn't get there. And then I just was so tired. And I fell. And she just said, come on. And I said, no, go on without me.
Literally, I was very dramatic.
This bitch, the drama queen in her was, she just like fell. She goes, no, save yourself. Go on without me. I was like, get up. And she's like, save yourself. And I go, no, I'm not leaving my sister.
I was very dramatic back then.
And
back then, well, you don't see me doing that now, do you?
So I fucking picked her up. I go, no, you're coming with me.
I was little. I couldn't move. I was very tired.
And that's how the book starts. His sister falls down.
In the snow?
Not in the snow.
That would have been fucking weird.
They're running through the fucking fields, and the fucking little sister falls down, and everyone leaves them. And she's like, no, go. And he's like, no, you're my sister, and you're fucking coming with me.
So you're a man in the book?
She grew a penis, ladies and gentlemen.
She's Michelle.
Yeah, I grew a penis. I'm thinking with my dick now because now I'm doing fuck all of them. I'm thinking with my pickle. I'm going to take that pickle and chop it in half. All right, anyway, we'll talk about the pickle next.
Now what?
So that's where it starts with the fucking book. And then every day I go in the book and he tells me something fucking different. And so the book is about fucking kid that's... saves his family, and then there's a kid in a hole, and you gotta get him out of the hole, and it turns out to be his fucking brother. And so the book literally tells me, your father and your brother are talking to you.
So our brother's in a hole? Put your face in a hole, Lassie!
Gia, she's this is why this is why she didn't get the witch powers.
I'm listening.
Anyways.
It's just taking forever.
He also keeps telling me fucking Pete. And it's on all these papers for my psychic.
Pete!
2 years ago.
Pete!
My niece, all of a sudden, just starts calling me Pete out of nowhere. So we asked my mom, and we were like,
Pete
what
the
fuck? Yeah, she goes, Pete the jeweler? We go, what the fuck is that? So apparently it was an inside joke with my mother and my father.
The fact that they had an inside joke is even funnier.
That's the joke itself. Here it goes. Pickle singing again.
I didn't mean to touch it.
Did you ever open it?
Open it for what?
There's a screw in the back.
What are you, me? Take the batteries. So, my niece keeps calling me fucking Pete. This pickle fucking Pete, the Pete the Jewel. Apparently there was an inside
Who's
joke.
The lady she talks to?
And then I listened to your reading from Megan.
Why, there was Pete?
Yes.
I didn't listen to her.
She literally says it in the fucking recording.
We have the same glasses.
Line. See? Okay, great, wonderful, wonderful. I have the same glasses, put them on.
I don't like this color.
Well, she says it, and then...
She says Pete?
Yes.
She did not.
Who's the name with the P? That's what she says.
So she didn't Pete, say Paul?
Pete. Yes, she does.
Remember when we always thought it was Paul? It was always Paul. Who's Paul?
I don't know. It's Pete, it's...
That's Pete.
It's fucking Pete. And so my mom's like, yeah, Pete the jeweler. I go, who the fuck is that? She goes, me and your father made it up. It was an inside joke. And she said, your daughter is going to start picking up a picture. Yes. Which Alina is going to start picking up a
Where
picture.
Where did you listen to all of this?
You sent it to me at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I stayed up all night and I listened to it.
I'm probably feeding the baby.
She woke up and fed the baby. And I said, send me your recording from Megan. So I listened to it.
Did you get all of them?
Yes, I got them all. I listened to every one of them and I wrote everything fucking down in the book. This is Dad's book.
Did you write down about the part of the bows? That was in there too.
No. I wrote Peter, whoever the hell fuck is this? I wrote this or something. I don't know. And then he said the balloon. The balloon that with the number 3 that was floating outside mommy's house.
She said that? I really have to listen to these things. Yeah.
The number 3 is a thing. Everyone tells me 33 is my year, and that's by the time I'm 33, I'm gonna have the whole world figured out. I have 33 tattooed behind my ear. 3 is a big number, like, and
there's just a year and a half.
There's just a 3 floating, a balloon floating in my mom's
school. On Briella's 3 months.
Exactly, you think.
Briella's 3 months, and there's a fucking 3 balloon just floating through the street. Where did that come from? Again, are you asking me?
It's a rhetorical question.
My mom's favorite number is 3.
3. And then...
Mine's 21.
All of this...
Mine's 25.
I'm so happy for all of you.
Listen to your stupid stories.
I'm telling you about the Megan. I wrote all of your fucking shit down.
Okay, let me see it. Because I didn't read it.
No, well, you gotta start backwards.
Pete to Peg.
Well, guys, my dad's favorite number is 22, and my mom's favorite number is
Bella,
3.
Mia.
And
why'd
we didn't discuss
like
what our favorite numbers
why'd
were until I was like 12.
What?
And then we found out that if you add their favorite numbers, you get mine, which was 25. Anyways, I was telling...
Wait, I missed us. What did you say? What?
Okay, that didn't answer my question.
Because there's just signs, Bria. They're signs. Like, this all in...
What does Matthew have to do with this?
She was reading your Matt and my Matt and Dad all at the same time because they're all mirrors of each other.
I'm confused.
Right, the same initials, all three of them.
No, I know that. That's why I was told
and they have a very similar story.
I had no choice but to be with my husband is basically what being said to me.
Exactly.
And she's like, you were put here to marry him. Oh, thanks.
Well, yeah, you were put here to fucking fix his ass. And just me and my Matt are not meant to be together, but we're here. We're each other's fucking karma.
Our boy. Huh? Is that my reading or somebody else's?
If this is yours. She says, my Matthew and the other Matthew. And then
so how is he reading that Matthew with the other
because
Matthew?
Because they're all linked together. It's the three M's. The three M's. All the M's. Dad told me, I watched the Alice in Wonderland video from 1933. And he says,
that's old.
And, but 1933. We're going to talk about the third three in a second. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening. I'm going into my chase app to make sure that there's money in there.
Good. The little dormouse, look at me, is at the table. And what do we do? How do we do for Dad at the table?
No, it's the chicken wing.
Exactly. The dormouse at the Alice in Wonderland tea party is like this at the table. And he keeps going like this. And they keep smacking him and waking him up. And he keeps going, I want her to. And then she falls asleep like this. And then he wakes them up again. And he's like, I want her to paint. And I know he keeps telling me he wants me to paint. Because he wants me to do what makes me happy. And I haven't done that in a while. So then he goes, they falls asleep again. And they wake him up. And they go, what do you want? And he goes, I want her to paint. The things that, with the M's.
The things with the M's.
It's all the M's. They're all the M's. And what does the fucking motorcycle say? 2M. It's MM. There's all their initials. It's all the fucking same.
Okay.
So they're all three of them are tied together.
Oh, and so
Male. And so this with... Ooh. What are you doing?
Paying my bill.
Okay. I'm talking about your daughter now.
My daughter?
I mean,
you just said you were at
something. All right, Gia, talk about the 33. Where'd you get the 33? Then I'll go to this because she's apparently fucking not paying attention.
Okay, so basically, I don't really know why, but I always thought I was going to die at 33. Like, 33 was always just a significant number for me, and I always just thought, like, that was the end. That was it. I was going to die because that's
way.
What I, yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Sorry, but damn.
It's just how I felt. It's just how I felt. It's just true. So, yeah, so now explain what ended up happening with the 33.
So she tells me this. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So this was the point where I was just starting to, like, figure out all the, like, getting really into the witchcraft practice. And I was looking for a tattoo to put on my collarbone. And so she starts telling me this. And she's like, well, Grandma said that Gigi used to say it. And I'm like, what? So Gigi is Papa Joe, our grandpa's mother. And I was always told that witchcraft comes from my mother's side. So now I started asking Grandma. And so I'll
they don't know her name.
No, they don't know Nanny's name.
So they don't know either. No, Papa doesn't know his mother's name either.
Giovanna!
No. Because every time we say that, no one knows each other's name.
What?
Her name's Giovanna.
Okay, well, maybe
that's why she's Giovanna.
Maybe you should tell them that.
She's named after her.
She told me both their names are Jenny.
That was her nickname.
Her nickname is
no,
Jenny.
She told me both their names are Jenny. That was her nickname.
Tell your grandmother.
It's a nickname.
Her name was Giovanna. Papa Joe's mother was Giovanna.
No one knows
that's Gigi. Gia was named after her.
That's true.
Well, now my daughter calls her Gigi.
Now, exactly. Now, Grandma's mother is Nanny. Nanny, Grandma has always told me since I'm a little girl, Nanny, my mother, you're in there. So, she was the one that cooked, like, baked, like, she said, I have her feet, I have her hands, and Gia was named after Gigi.
And what does she do? Do I get cool talents? You can bake and cook and stuff, I can't cook.
You got this.
Ow.
You got a brain. I'm gonna teach you how to use it.
Oh, I mean, I have a brain, yes, I'm very intelligent.
Yes, you are. But you know, they just think we're fucking nuts because they're not.
We are a little nuts.
Well, yes.
The fun kind.
Exactly.
The fun kind.
We're all mad here, Alice in Wonderland. Yes. So, Gigi, when is Gigi born? That's literally the first fucking page that I just opened in the book. Nanny, third of the month, March, Foxy, Gigi's like, all of this was in Negan's reading, Brit. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to think of how to explain this story. So anyway, I called Grandma and I'm like, Grandma, tell me about like what the fuck Gigi used to say. Oh, well, Gigi used to say she's gonna die at 33. And I'm like, what? Why? And I was like, that's why Gia's saying that. I go, because she's talking to her. So I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh yeah, and my mother used to cut the air with a scissor and pull headaches out of people. I said, what, Reiki? I go, well, she used to do...
Yeah, she used to tell me she would heal my headaches.
Yeah.
Because I had crazy migraines.
I need to try that because I fixed Debbie's shoulder last night.
Oh, good. Can you fix mine? Because it's broken.
Yeah. We'll try that after.
Well, can we do like a full body rework on me?
Listen, bitch. I can only handle so much.
Okay. Can we continue?
So, I'm trying. You've got... All of us have ADHD.
I'm going to have to pee in a few minutes, so...
I have to pee already.
All right, you go pee.
Okay.
Okay, go click the button. Oh, and also... The reincarnation.
What?
How everybody says that Wichelina looks like dad. Mm-hmm. It's the reincarnation. She's the reincarnation of fucking him. That's why she knows.
I thought
it.
That was you.
No. I'm here to. I'm a better version of him.
Okay.
She's the reincarnation of him. He's in there. He's in there. So. You have to, every number has a correlation to a letter. So, you didn't listen to it. Megan told you to go find out the fucking letters and the numbers.
How would I even know that?
Because you don't listen.
No, meaning how, where would I even find that?
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So she says, and she was 3 months at the time when you did this reading, that she's
the baby?
Yeah, which only knows 3 months. That she's gonna pick up a picture and she's gonna walk around with it and she's gonna know what happened when I went in that house.
Yeah, and that I took her many years later.
She's a psychic, she predicts the future.
The baby or Megan?
Both of them. Megan told you this is what was going to happen, and it happened. Okay. It's right here.
I'm listening.
So what
if I'm confused, but
what if
It's Megan, come together. It's
Megan said to Bria that. Yep. Wichelina's going to go pick up a picture of my dad.
This is the dad.
We're listening. We're listening.
We're saying one more thing and we're wrapping this shit up.
All right. I don't want.
My brain hurts. Somebody's got to suck the fucking headache out of me.
I don't want these. I'm taking it back.
Which one do you want?
I don't know. I don't want any. Take it all back. Listen to me.
I gotta wait till she stops rustling. Why are you smacking me?
Dude, please continue. Is there something salty in there? I want like pretzels. Do you have pretzels?
Can I finish this?
Yes, I said.
I have pizza cupcakes for you. I asked you 12 times.
Oh, yeah. Pizza cupcakes. We'll do that.
12 times.
Please continue. Just continue. Ow.
I didn't even hit you.
You didn't.
Like, you didn't even hit you.
I know.
So, she said, Wichelina's gonna pick up a picture, and she's gonna know, and she's gonna have a connection to it, with the name with the P. She picked up the fucking picture of Dad off the floor, the one in Mom's tarot, P! And was walking around the house with it. You don't remember that the other day?
Beautiful speak.
It doesn't matter, it's the inside joke with Mom and Dad. How would she know that any other way? And, pickle fucking P. And everywhere I go, the fucking pickles are always the good look. It's fucking Pickle Pete. So we carry, and so I was looking through his shit, and I found this pickle.
Get that's pickle. Dad's pickle?
Yes, get the pickle.
That's weird.
That, you said that, not me.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Oh,
it's Pickle fucking Pete.
I thought Pete the jeweler was the jeweler.
It's Oh, okay. Wait, sure. All right, anyways. So this is it.
This is it, people.
This is it. Anyways, you're going to be hearing more of the whole Big Mike story. It's just a very, very long
story. Guys, I've learned nothing today.
What do you mean you've learned nothing?
I literally have learned nothing.
They've learned. We have to
Maybe
tell them.
They learned.
I was told I was going to learn new information today.
Well, I've learned nothing.
I'm trying to tell you information, but you don't take in the information the same way as we take in information.
That's not my fault.
Show up. Yes, it is, because you're afraid. Io non ho paura.
I don't tell you how to speak Spanish, nor do
That's Italian, you jackass!
Mommy told me it was Spanish.
This is Italian!
Then why don't you say you have a Spanish tattoo?
I have no idea!
Well,
I like the Spanish men! This is a fucking Italian!
Alright, it's a wrap.
I gotta go teach Gia witchcraft.
I gotta go take Bellamy at a dance.
Listen, there's gonna be more of me and Gia on the witchcraft shit. There's gonna be more of the Big Mike story, and I'm gonna start telling you stuff alone because there's pains in my ass. You're alright, you can stay.
Okay, thank you.
She gotta go.
Thank you.
So, if you have questions, comments, concerns, all the things, leave them below.
You should have many concerns.
Leave them below. The email, if you guys want to be featured on the next episode, we'll answer some questions and we'll do that. I was gonna look today. Can you stop with the rappers? I was gonna look today to see if you guys send anything in, but I figured we had too much content to cover without that. So next time, I will be going through all of your emails and DMs.
I have to do this again.
I haven't decided if you're allowed back yet.
Bray, you have to be here a lot.
No, this. What I signed up for.
Oh, this? No, you don't have to be here for this.
Thank you, Gia. See, Gia released me.
Yes.
Is the podcast called Gia?
Yes.
Hey. It could be.
It's This Is It, Lexi Unhinged. I make the decisions.
This is it, Gia Unhinged.
All right, Bree's sleeping. I gotta go.
She's sleeping, but she's gotta go.
She's lucid dreaming.
She's fucking lucid dreaming and doesn't know what it means. You good?
Nope. I need to sleep.
All right. She's going to take Witchelina to dance, and I'm gonna go play with Santa Marta with Gia.
Okay.
Does she play games?
Oh, she plays games. All right.
I have a pink one in my house.
Mm-hmm. She plays games, all right.
Not a pink vibrator?
The pink vibrator. We'll talk about my vibrator another day, okay?
I don't want to ever talk about that.
We sold sex toys together. You know, we should really go back to doing that.
Yeah, I would
in my fucking spare time. Like, yeah. Like, we were good at that.
Well,
we were making a killing.
Oh, it's tall.
Anybody want to buy sex toys for me and Bria? We used to do that.
We did.
Yeah. We did good. We were a good duo. That could be a trio.
That is another episode.
Yeah.
Goodbye. That's another episode. All right, Bri's leaving.
Bye. Nice to meet you guys.
You'll be seeing more of this one, unfortunately.
Hey. Unfortunate for you, maybe. It's fortunate for everybody else.
All right, goodbye, bitches. Goodbye.
Bye, bitches.
Oh, I need a nap. I just took down the world yesterday.
Okay.
I'm stepping on things.
Bye, sluts.
Sluts? No, they're bitches.
They can be bitches and sluts.
Bitches, sluts, hoes, fuck you all. Bye.
It's fine. Bye.